If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is April 14th, but it's totally acceptable to be excited about what's going on with our San Diego Padres, the best team in baseball.
Well, how could it not be acceptable? I don't care what your team was.
It's really, 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 really early. And had the Padres started out slow, we'd be saying, hey, gang, it's early. Don't worry about it. So I'm trying to keep the same mindset, but you got to be out of your mind if you're not excited about what's happening right now. We destroyed the Colorado Rockies. And that's no big deal because the Rockies are horrible. But we never destroy the Colorado Rockies. They're the team that always comes in and makes us stumble when we're doing so well. It's like, we can't beat the Rockies. Oh, we put that to rest this weekend. What a masterful performance by Michael King yesterday. A complete game shutout. In fact, the Rockies didn't score a run the entire weekend, including when we were there as a work group on Saturday evening. What a blast we had. Thank you, San Diego Padres, for being such great hosts.
I'm so bummed I missed the whole thing. I really am.
It was great.
I mean, not that we'll talk about it a little later why I wasn't there, but it would have been an amazing thing to be a part of.
The Padres have a brand new feature this year. It's called the Entertainment Suite. And you have to search to find it. It's tucked behind the Pro Shop, the all new renovated Pro Shop. That's a brilliant move on the Padres' part, by the way. We sampled some delicious food. And Tammy, you know how much I love letting you know about some certain things that are such a highlight food-wise at Petco Park. And this time, oh my God, it is the banana pudding in a Padres helmet.
Yeah.
Oh my. I'm not really a big sweet guy. I'm more a savory guy.
Yeah, but banana pudding is something special.
Oh, Tammy, and they put the vanilla wafers in there and the crumbles on top. It's magnificent. And, you know, everybody's got to eat something out of a helmet when you're at a ballpark. In our case, it's delicious banana pudding. You need to find it at the Seaside Market, okay? Not the Seaside Market kiosks, but the actual Market. I think it's in 107. That's the only place they sell the banana pudding, and we were told Saturday night that if you don't get it by the third inning, you're not going to get it. They sell out every night, and it sells out quickly.
I mean, if you hear John's intensity right now, that is definitely the intensity he had at the game.
I bet he did.
So much fun. And once again, we were with a bunch of coworkers, and I need to call out John here because he had a very awkward moment because it's John.
Wow. What a shock.
I know. So during the eighth inning, which I didn't know this is now every game thing that they do.
Every night game.
They do a sing-along to All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Yeah, sure. It's a Padres anthem now. It's awesome. It's so awesome.
So John's singing along. We're all singing along. But then we get to this one lyric, and John sings with every fiber of his being, pointing, screaming to this lyric.
Work sucks, I know.
Behind John is our boss, Michael.
Yeah, the reason we're there in the first place. I'm screaming, work sucks, I know. I mean, he's like, hey, not this work. I love my job.
Well, how could you not love your job with what you were doing, John?
Michael was a little taken aback by the enthusiasm.
He was not taken aback. Everybody was jumping up and singing that song. It's become an anthem at Petco Park. It's so fun. And, I mean, maybe a little bit. He was a little bit. He kind of was, huh?
A little offended. something?
I mean, he was right behind me.
Yes.
The only thing that was missing from the scenario was me turning around to him and pointing in his face, right, saying, yes, York sucks.
Exactly. I'm surprised you didn't, actually.
Come on. I didn't even know he was behind me. I was caught up in the moment. Then I turn around and go, oh, not this work. No, I'm talking about their work. Their work sucks.
So just maybe a hint to everybody listening. If you're going to the game with your boss, maybe just don't sing that part. Or replace the word work rocks.
Yeah. Or just mouth it.
Yeah.
Mouth it. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, the Chicago Cubs are in town. Let's just keep this train rolling. This is so, so fun. Remember, every pitch of every game during the Padres season is heard on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. What you're about to be listening to is some footage of Katy Perry, Gayle King, and other actual people that know about space going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' little rocket ship.
Blue Origin.
Blue Origin. If you're asking yourself, why is Katy Perry going to space? It's a valid question.
Mm-hmm. Or Gayle King.
Oh, look, there's Oprah.
She's crying.
Of course she's crying. There's a camera in front of her face. She's aware.
328,000 feet, 100 kilometers. Welcome to space, ladies, or shall I say, astronauts.
Oh, my goddess. That's our pink moon.
Admittedly, that's pretty cool.
And just in case it wasn't clear, those are the astronauts. Those are their voices that you're hearing.
Okay, honey, hang on for 1 second.
They're not really.
They're not astronauts. Actual astronauts are probably cringing that Katy Perry, a former American Idol judge, is being referred to as an astronaut.
And at this moment, the astronauts have unstrapped from their seats. They are floating. They are weightless. They are experiencing zero G for the very first time in their lives.
The world's a quieter place right now because Katy Perry's in space.
Obviously, Katy Perry and Gayle King are getting the attention because they're celebrities. But although I was a little dismayed with Katy Perry saying, we're going to put the ass in astronaut. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep.
Katy, please.
I believe that's what Neil Armstrong said when he first stepped on the moon as well.
They've all landed safely back on Earth, which is a good thing.
Sure. Is it a good thing?
Oh, Gayle, come on.
I mean, Katy Perry in space for a little while longer. I'm playing, of course. It was a fine thing. Ah, the Go-Go's. While I was having myself a little couch-cella this weekend, watching the live stream of Coachella, including the Go-Go's killing their performance, Tammy was actually on a little mini vacation. Jealous?
Yeah, I did get away for a little bit. My husband and I took a long weekend to Cabo. Some friends of ours have a place there. They invited us down.
Of course.
It was my husband's birthday. We're like, you know, I also had a companion pass on Alaska Airlines.
Oh,
so it was like, you have to go,
right? This is a no-brainer. Free airline ticket, free place to stay.
Yes.
Awesome. In fact, note to self, John, find friend with a place in Cabo. Go ahead.
And the cool thing was, because they've been going down there forever, they know all the cool little local places to go.
Yeah.
You know, stay out of all of the touristy spots. And we had such a fantastic time, from some of the best tacos I've ever had in my life, from some little place where the smoke from the grill is in your face while you're waiting for your food to be made.
All right, don't rush the story. Let me soak this all in. You're telling it so well. Go on.
And one of the things that we did was we went to the beach in Los Cerritos. And this is more of a locals beach. And there's also a lot of expats who live there. And
a what?
Expats, people who move out of the United States and retire in another country. And they all had their dogs with them. There's surfers everywhere. There's a couple of surf schools at this beach. And it was such a cool place. And I loved the name of it because it's called the Big Fun Beach Club. How could you not have a great time at something called the Big Fun Beach Club?
It's right there in the name.
It is.
If you're not having fun, are you escorted off the beach?
You know, I didn't see anybody not having fun,
Pardon
so I
me,
think
sir.
It's fine.
Big Fun Beach Patrol. You're clearly not having any fun at all. We need to have you leave. Go over to Mopey Beach.
Yeah. So it was great because they have all these chairs with these pergolas, and then there was like beds that you could lay out in. They had hammocks between the trees.
All right.
And, oh my God, it was just so good and such a cool vibe. And the best part of that day for me was one of the dogs that somebody brought. They had painted eyebrows on her face. She was the cutest little thing, and she was smart to do that because she got lots of treats from people. They painted little eyebrows on her so that you knew she was a little girl. She was so cute. Oh my gosh. It was a fabulous thing, and it was fun to be in the very different places of Cabo, right? Not the usual, you know, woo, let's have lots of shots kind of thing, although we did have a few. But I also ended up with something, and maybe it's because of John and Tammy's ACM Awards.
Awards for Community Magnificence.
Our last category last week was the meat sweats. I ended up with the meat sweats because we went to this amazing Brazilian steakhouse.
Well, they'll do it.
And this place has been there forever. Dan and Letty, my friends, have been going there for 20 years, and they had just moved to a new location, so he wanted to see how it was going. And I tried really hard, John. I did. I only had a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of sweet potatoes, a little bit of my salad, a little bit of the bread. And when the meat came, I was very picky on what I had. I said no to the chicken. I said no to the kebabs. I said no to the lamb. But I did eat everything else, and by the time we were going home, I was in trouble.
And I'm amazed that you stayed away from the salad bar, because I would never have done that, because the salad bars at Brazilian steakhouses are no joke, man. They're meals on their own right.
I know. I did. Oh, my gosh.
Are you still carrying a little something there?
I am. Something? Guess what I ate yesterday?
A wafer. A thin cracker.
I had a small container of yogurt and a half a bagel.
And that was it.
And then before we got on our flight, we had some chips and guac. No dinner, nothing. That's all I ate yesterday. And I still, right now, I'm still not hungry.
Gotta love Cabo.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was a great time.
Well, welcome home. Back to work, sissy.
Yes,
I know. Time's over, okay? Sissy? Well, sorry. Sorry, it's Tam.
Okay. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Brian is in Ramona. Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, Brian.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Brian, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to remind you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Last Thursday was National Parkinson's Disease Awareness Day. Tell me the name of the Back to the Future actor that suffers from Parkinson's disease.
That is, oh my gosh, my mind went blank. Michael J. Fox.
True or false? When you win a car on The Price is Right, they let you take the value and get a car of your choice. Is that true or false?
False.
Coachella wrapped up its first weekend in India. What year was the first Coachella held? 1999, 2001, or 2003?
2003.
Eric Dane has been diagnosed with ALS. Eric played Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy, but was better known by this nickname.
Dr. Death.
And finally, Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movie series, says that there's still a very active OG Harry Potter group chat all these years later. What Hogwarts house was Malfoy in?
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
All right. Well, how would you know then? Let's get Tam back in. So, Brian, did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Tell me something you did.
Me and my family, we celebrated our Easter this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Well, I hope you had a wonderful family celebration.
Yep.
By the way, I celebrated my first FaceTime Passover.
Nice.
My girlfriend's Jewish. She couldn't be with her family. So we FaceTimed during their Seder supper, and
it was
really kind of a cool thing to witness. Anyway, Brian did just 1 out of 5 today. I asked all the wrong questions, apparently.
Way to go, John.
Last Thursday was National Parkinson's Disease Awareness Day. Tell me the name of the Back to the Future actor that suffers from Parkinson's disease.
Michael J. Fox.
Suffers, yes, but don't think that stops him from raising millions and millions and millions of dollars in Parkinson's research and raising so much more awareness than that. Man's a saint is what he is.
Watch the documentary on him on Apple TV because it's incredible. You will be blown away by this man.
One to one. Brian knew that. True or false? When you win a car on The Price is Right, they let you take the value of that car and get the car of your choice.
I'm going to say true.
Interesting. And yeah, true. Brian did say false, so it's 2-1, Tam. Coachella wrapped up its first weekend in India. What year was the first Coachella held? 1999, 2001, 2003?
Hmm. 99.
99 is exactly right.
Wow.
Let's see. It's Monday, and people who are waiting in line for the showers on Thursday are still waiting. I heard that was fun.
Wait, did they shower at Coachella?
Come on. Did you not see the line in the campsites for the showers?
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't have showered.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's now 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Eric Dane's been diagnosed with ALS. Eric played Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy, but was better known by this nickname.
He was McSteamy.
McSteamy. Brian went darker. Dr. Death is what he went with. 4-1, Tammy. Hey, man, I always tell you to guess. Thanks for playing along, Brian. I appreciate you trying. And finally, Tammy, you want to get that buzzer ready. Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies, says there's still a very active OG Harry Potter group chat all these years later. By the way, I would love to be a part of that. I was not invited, but man, I'd love to be a part of that. What Hogwarts house was Malfoy in?
Well, let's see. I have a 1 in 4 chance, right? I'm going to say Slytherin.
Oh, my God. Slytherin is right.
Oh, ha!
You're getting better. You're getting better with Harry Potter, girlfriend. All right.
Slytherin, Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Brian's like, I'm not a fan. Please move it along.
Right.
Today, Tammy wins by a clean sweep, 5-1. So, Brian, it wouldn't have mattered what you did, pal. She still would have taken it today. And we still have a great prize for you just for hanging out.
You have a pair of tickets now to SeaWorld San Diego to check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience. Also, the Seven Seas Food Festival is going on as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Brian, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Brian of Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever done an ancestry or a 23andMe DNA test? And were the results surprising, maybe even shocking? 833-287-1037. As you know, I take great pride.
Oh, my God.
In my Italian. What are you giving me the oh, my God?
Just that when you do the, it's the way you change your voice.
I'm being sincere. Do you mind, madam?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's start over.
You know I take great pride in my Italian heritage. I know every word to the movie The Godfather and The Godfather 2, not The Stinky Godfather 3. I make some of the best Sunday gravy you ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy can actually verify that.
I can.
I have not one but two homemade pasta makers in my home, in case one breaks.
Yes. Gotta have a backup.
I love being Italian.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I am petrified to open the results of my Ancestry.com DNA test. My daughter got me that for Christmas. A great present, by the way, right?
Yes. Yeah, cool.
And my results are here. And I am terrified, for whatever stupid reason, that I'm going to open them up, because I've heard stories, and I'm not going to be Italian.
Okay, John, first of all, you know who your dad is. It's not like you were adopted and told you were something that you weren't.
I don't know
who your father is.
Maybe I'll find out something weird.
Have you not heard about clown DNA or something? Come on.
Have you not heard stories of people who have these tests?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they find out that their family had a serial killer in it it's horrible
like
things.
Like, my whole life I thought I was this, and it turns out I'm Swedish.
We have a friend that lived that. We have a friend. I mean, I'm trying to get a hold of him so he can actually share the story himself. His name is Jimmy the Gap. That's what he calls himself. Jimmy the Gap. That's what he's known by. And he looked Italian, sounded Italian, sure. Called himself Italian.
Go ahead. If I was walking up, I'd be like, hey, Jimmy G.
Tammy, get over here. It's me, Jimmy the Gap. Come here. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hug you. I love you so much.
Yeah. That was totally Jimmy.
That's what he does, how he sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy the Gap didn't know his birth mother. Uh-huh. Always assumed, because of how he looked and sounded and acted, frankly, uh-huh, that he was Italian. Uh-huh. Guess what? He found his birth mother.
Uh-huh.
He's not Italian. As a matter of fact, his actual name, his real name, his birth name that she gave him before she put him up for adoption, is the furthest name from Italian you could ever imagine.
Yes.
Can you imagine thinking your whole life that you're something?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you find out you're not? No, I know my situation's different. My mom is my mom.
Yes.
I've seen the birth certificate. I've seen the pictures. You know, I've heard the stories of how big I was that I put her in health danger. I've heard the stories a billion times. So why am I so hung up on the fact I've got this message in my phone? I can open it up right now and find out, but I don't want to do it right now. I have to prepare myself.
Okay. All right. First of all, I think you're fine. I think you'll know you're Italian. You might get some surprises, though, on things that maybe your family didn't know.
I know this. I know there's Italian, I hope, and I know that there's Polish. I guarantee.
Okay.
My mom's maiden name is Zarnicki. She's Polish. But that's all I know. And I don't know, man. I'm thinking all these things now. I'm wondering, because my girlfriend's Jewish, Sam,
mm-hmm,
and how much I just am bonding to her mm-hmm her family and mm-hmm her people, I wonder if I'm a little bit Jewish.
You might be.
I've got all these thoughts and all these concerns and all this excitement, but I need to even pace myself just to make sure that I'm ready to get the results. In fact, Tammy, I would prefer, when the time is right, that you read the results to me.
Okay, first of all, I'm sure you're Italian, but I get it, because it's your whole identity, and so you're worried about it.
Find out I'm not Italian, I'd rather hear it from you, because you'll do it in a soothing way.
Okay.
You'll be like, oh, honey. Oh, honey, your entire life's been a lie.
Okay,
oh,
it's
honey.
Not going to happen.
I would really like to know, if you've taken a DNA test,
mm-hmm,
if you found out something like, oh my God, what?
Right, one of these Ancestry or 23andMe, you've done those tests. Was there something shocking? Was there something not surprising?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John is a little worried that when we look at the results of his Ancestry DNA test, that he's not going to have any Italian in him. So we're asking you to share some of your stories of when you took one of those DNA tests.
Kelly is in Carlsbad. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, can you talk me down, or you got something cool to share?
I got something cool to share.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so my whole life, I was told I was Cherokee, okay? My grandmother Oklahoma, they lived in the Indian Territory, all the things. She even had the Cherokee name. I did the Ancestry and I was 0%. Native American.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, well, you know, maybe it just went down the bloodline. There was no more left when it got to me, so I had my mom do it.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe it just, I don't know. It was too less of an amount that it didn't appear on the percentages. So I had my mom do it. 0%.
Wow.
So my whole life about, you have such high cheekbones. All that was just a lie.
Who has been lied to or lying to you?
I don't know. And my grandmother had passed away by the time we did this, and she was the youngest of 11. So I don't know how much she would have known anyways.
But it's
kind of funny this day and age. But there's so much genealogy and proof that they lived in the Indian Territory.
Okay.
I guess that didn't necessarily mean you were Native American.
You see what I mean?
She was also one of 11 children.
Yeah.
Which also could mean that she has a different father.
Uh-oh.
There's something there,
that
right?
Could be. I don't know, but that, I mean, you never know, right?
And you're telling me I'm overreacting, Tammy. You're making fun of me for being anxious about this. Perfect example right now. Thank you for the validation.
Yes, you're welcome, John.
Right. That's an amazing story. That scares the crap out of me. You see?
I know. Jennifer in El Cajon, you have a DNA story?
Oh, I do.
Go ahead.
So I had taken a 23andMe, and I was told that, or I found out I had Indian in me, which I grew up believing I did. Then I took the other one, and I found out I have 0 American Indian in me.
All right. This is so bizarre, because you probably already heard, pretend you did, our caller that we just had with the same exact story.
Right.
The exact same story.
Wow.
Question for you. Was someone in your family, did they have many, many, many brothers and sisters?
No. My grandmother, she grew up believing she had Cherokee. And her maiden name was Clearwater.
Now, is your grandmother still with us? And was she able to answer the question as to why there's 0 Native American in your genealogy?
No, she's gone.
Oh. See, this is so bizarre.
Intriguing.
The same, almost the same exact story. Our previous caller's grandmother had 11 brothers and sisters. So I don't know. I just was tossing it out there that there might be some similarities here.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Again,
so crazy. Thank you, Jennifer.
2 calls, 2 validations of why this is so freaking for me.
You're going to be fine. I know that you're Italian. We'll find that out this week. Okay.
What if I'm Dutch or something?
Okay.
You ever have a great pasta dinner at a Dutch house?
Okay.
That's what I care. Shocking breaking news. Not that I don't have my taxes done yet, one day before tax day. That's just common. But that Tammy, who usually like, hey, you're going to go to bed, I'm going to do my taxes now. I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating.
Yes, usually by the end of January, beginning of February, I have them done, and I have not. I have been putting it off and doing other things and been busy with stuff, and all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap. It's time to finish them. I started them, but I haven't finished them.
I, on the other hand, have not started them. I have not finished them. I am loathing today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to joke. And this kind of concerns me about myself. I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
Numbers and I hate each other.
Sure.
As Tammy and Jessica like to poke fun at me and say, unless it comes to sports stats, and there's possibly something there, and I wish I can tap into that. I wish I could make tax day into baseball stats. I don't know how to do it yet.
Ooh, that would be a good way. Somebody coming up with a way to do that that taps into something that you love, right? Because people can say,
a great teacher always does that.
Yeah, exactly. But by the way, we're in good company. 1 in 4 Americans have not even started their taxes
today. Well, I feel slightly better.
Yes.
My daughters both did their taxes on Saturday. Abby's like, Dad, I got mine done in 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I said, shut up.
Yeah. Well, they're young and their taxes are easy.
I was so mad.
Yeah. Their taxes are simple.
Easy.
Yeah, right?
It's right there in the name. Anyway.
Producer Jessica, when did you finish your taxes?
I mean, I did finish them before you, so I think that's what we need to concentrate on and not the fact that I finished them at 4:00 this morning.
Okay, 2 questions. Really? And second question, what kind of maniac gets up that early to do their taxes?
Oh no, I didn't get up. I was, I, they were pretty much done. I just had to do the final steps to approve everything and hit send.
Yes.
And you always have a great tax person that's also my mother.
Yes,
that just does everything for me.
Yes.
She does them all for you? Just does them for you?
Yeah.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, I send her the info and we talk about it, but she takes care of it.
You go to Abby camp. You shut up, too.
You go to Abby camp.
But I totally forgot. She's like, make sure you go through everything and approve it all. And
John, I have a question.
What?
When you said go to Abby camp, where are you sending them off to do?
Shutville is what it is.
Shut up, Bill.
I don't want to hear about how easy it is.
Take a train to Shutty Town.
Dad, mine took 20. Jessica, my mom does mine. Me, I'm an island. I'm Tom Hanks from Castaway. Now, I know I could hire somebody to do them, but this is part of what I'm trying to do with my life and be more financially responsible, know more about what I got going on.
Yes.
I mean, I went through a lot through my divorce. I'm not going to, I'll just be brutally honest with you. Yeah. And a lot of it was financial stuff that I am responsible for. So I need to be better about that, but this is my nightmare. Timmy, you know me. I know you'll be brutally honest with me. Scale of 1 to 10 today. How do I look? 10 being the best,
well,
1 being what I probably look
fine,
like.
Fine, but I can see what's going on inside it. Inside, you're probably at like a 2.
I'm literally chewing on a ginger candy right now to stop the growling and the churning. It's ridiculous. I'm a grown man. I am tired. I did not sleep. I was up every hour last night, and I feel so dumb even saying that.
You know what? I'll call you a little later today. And hold your hand through the phone.
No. That's defeating the purpose. Besides, producer Jessica's mom's going
to
be doing that.
Yeah, I was about to say. Mocks me for having my mom do my taxes. Meanwhile, he has an appointment with her later today.
No, wait a second. And she's been on our show saying, she does not do my taxes for me. She is my
helper.
She is my in-ear. She's Chloe to my Jack Bauer. Okay. She's my in-ear. She's my in-ear help should I need help, but she does not do my taxes. I do them myself, and I send her a lovely gift card every year for helping me out.
Okay.
Good luck, Tammy. I'm sure you'll be in 20 minutes like Abby, and I'll ship you off to Shutty Town, too. No.
If my taxes were 20 minutes, I would have had them done months ago.
Okay.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Lily, who's in Point Loma. Good morning, Lily.
Oh, my gosh, John, good morning.
Timmy, Lily is so excited to play the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Uh-huh. I understand that you said to producer Jessica this is a dream of yours?
This is my dream. I saw you guys on stage at Boots in the Park. I lost my mind. My friends were like, oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's very kind of you. You know, many people feel that way about talking to Tammy on the air. That it's a dream come true.
So awesome.
Lily, you're awesome, too. Thank you for the kind words. We really, really appreciate them. Would you do me a favor, though, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yes, Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
It's my dream, but get the hell out.
Yes.
Lily, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Rory McIlroy won the Masters yesterday. What specific traditional article of clothing does the Masters champion win?
Oh, golf? Green jacket.
There we go.
Green jacket.
Okay, there we go. Cynthia Erivo from Wicked will release her second album on June 6th. Who does Cynthia play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
A list of celebrities that used to be really famous but are now just living regular lives includes Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement. Did he play Mark, Randy, or Brad?
Oh, Randy?
The guy who sucker punched Steve Buscemi in New York City last year was sentenced to 6 months behind bars. Buscemi is a frequent co-star in Adam Sandler movies. What was the Sandler movie where Steve played Wiley, a nemesis of Adam Sandler who gets injured at a water park?
Oh, Grown Ups.
And finally, Coachella wrapped up its first weekend in Indio. What is the official name of Coachella?
Oh, I don't know. Coachella Music Festival.
Let's get Tammy back in. So, Lily, what do you do in Point Loma?
I manage a Pilates studio.
Of course you do. Man, I could use your help, and I'm not even joking. Flexibility is not my strength, and I would love, I'm so afraid I'm going to mess up my back if I do Pilates. Is that me just being really, really scaredy cat?
No. Yes, that's the opposite. People come in to get help, not get hurt.
I may want to talk to you off the air, Lily, in all seriousness, if you don't mind.
My second biggest dream is to teach you a Pilates class.
Tammy, Lily did really well. 4 out of 5 today.
Nice job, honey.
Oh, yay.
Tammy, Rory McIlroy won the Masters yesterday, and congratulations. Finally getting the golf grand slam, which I only believe like 7 or 8 people have done, won all 4 majors. Anyway, what specific traditional article of clothing and win?
A green jacket.
Green jacket. We knew that. It's 1-1. Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, speaking of green, will release her second album on June 6th. Who does she play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
Elphaba is right. Well, you knew that, 2-2. A list of celebrities that used to be really famous but are now just living regular lives includes Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement. Was he Mark, Randy, or Brad?
He was Randy.
You're worried about that one.
Yeah, I had
that's
to
right.
Think, yeah.
3-3. The guy who sucker punched Steve Buscemi in New York City last year was sentenced to 6 months behind bars. Buscemi is a frequent co-star in Adam Sandler movies. Oh, by the way, incidentally, thanks to the new Seth Rogen show on Apple called The Studio, I now know his name is actually pronounced Buscemi.
Buscemi.
The man himself appeared and said it. Yeah. Anyway, what was the Sandler movie where Steve played Wiley, a nemesis of Sandler, who gets injured at a water park?
Oh, I'm trying to remember which one that is. And injured at a water park. Wow. I don't know. I'm just going to say Grown Ups.
I'm just going to say the right answer. That's right. 4-4. And finally, Coachella wrapped up its first weekend in Indio. What is the official name of Coachella?
Coachella Music Festival?
That's exactly what Lily said. You guys are almost correct. Its official name is the Coachella Valley Music Festival and Arts Festival.
Okay.
So today you finished with a really good battle, 4-4. I'm sorry, Lily. All ties go to Tammy. I'm not sure that was part of the dream, but I know the prize is
a family 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld San Diego to check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, Lily. Have a wonderful day. Keep on keeping people flexible, okay? You're doing good things for people.
Thank you. I'll never stop.
All right. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. No word yet, although I'm starting to think there is, but no word yet on whether or not Tam and I have won our first ever ACM, Academy of Country Music Award.
We got the nomination, our very first in our 25 years of working together. It does mean a lot that we got that nomination, but we want to win it. Let's just be honest, John. We want to win this award.
Judging by our vast success in that in the past, I'm choosing to focus on our other ACM.
I love this, though.
As do I. Our ACM means
Awards for Community Magnificence.
So this week we are asking you your favorite spots in San Diego where you can take your car after your kids smash their goldfish crackers everywhere. The best place to clean that car.
Not wordy at all. If you go to KSON.com, you can throw your vote into the ring for our Awards for Community Magnificence. Our ACM is the best place to clean your car after your kid smashes their goldfish crackers everywhere. I'm going to read this the way it's written because I think it's hilarious. This week, we want to talk about the best place to clean your car after your kid smashed their goldfish crackers everywhere. This is that car wash that comes in clutch when you haven't washed it in forever and you just need everything in looking like you're at least a little put together. Because a clean car runs better. At least that's what our dad told us.
That's something my dad would have said. It'll run better if it looks better. Your dad would have said the same thing, John.
I happen to still believe it. Go to KSON.com. Nominate your best place to clean your car after your kids smash their goldfish crackers everywhere.
John and Tammy's ACM Awards.